This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Hey, well, hold on. Don't do it yet. Now we're on?
Are you sure?
Are you sure, Meg?
Yeah.
Are we on, really? I don't believe you anymore.
So
we're
seeing
it.
The camera looks so
Meg,
steady.
Are we on?
Oh, I see.
Meg!
Megan!
Yeah.
Megan!
I see it.
Are we on, Megan? Megan! Megan's so sweet, isn't she?
Yes, she is. We'll change that.
We're going to change that.
We'll corrupt her.
Megan's so sweet, right, Pam?
So sweet.
Like honey.
You guys were sharing pumpkin spice stuff?
Yeah, well, she posted on her Instagram page a picture of a jar of pumpkin pasta sauce that she doesn't like. But I saw it, I'm like,
can you
oh,
be
I
honest and look at that and tell us what you thought when you looked at that? Were you like, that's so stupid?
No, I thought to myself, how does she not like this? Because I get it from Stop and Shop all the time. I really, really like it. I like to put it
on
tortellini.
You're the one person who buys it?
Yeah, I like to put it on tortellini. It's really good on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're bonding over pumpkin spice right before we started the broadcast.
That's
it's
what
the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. AJ's over there.
Hello.
Pam's right there.
Hi.
Phil's over here. This is comedian Pat Oates.
Ooh.
Pat.
And Megan is behind the camera. We always show what, Megan's wearing that particular
right.
day.
That's reveal later
that comes
on.
Towards the end.
Right, right. So get excited.
And by the way, she's not wearing anything, so.
No.
get ready for that reveal.
Stop talking!
And she
Turn
wonders why she has
around.
A cold.
Right. Did you hear her just
on.
Sneeze? Are
yeah.
you, do you have a cold, Megan?
Sauce.
A sinus infection.
She has a sinus infection.
Thanks for coming in today.
Oh, congrats.
She does sound a little like there's a helium leak
exactly,
over there.
Exactly, yeah. She's got that thing going on, like a Keebler elf.
Too much pumpkin spice.
Exactly.
Phil's mom doesn't like the pumpkin spice sauce.
Pumpkin spice is nasty.
What, did you just get a
yeah.
text?
Yep. Oh, no, not a text. So I'm following us being live on the PLR Facebook
oh, Heather?
Page right now.
Heather's in
Can
Heather.
We have her call?
Heather.
Heather.
Call the hotline.
That's why she didn't call already.
Feel free to call us.
Mm. Sounds like an insult.
Man's
Phil's mom doesn't like pumpkin sauce.
It started out that way, but it didn't
right.
pan
nasty.
Out.
Not at all.
It turned ugly.
What a week.
Yeah.
It started with your dad passing.
Yeah.
Horribly
yeah.
sad.
It wasn't a great November to begin with.
No, you were in the hospital. You
the
come
hospital.
Back.
Right.
And then your dad passes.
My dad passed away. Yeah. Yeah.
And you bounced back fast.
I
think that's it's a remedy for sadness is coming in and working no matter what kind of work you do, but specifically this job makes
yeah.
it easy.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Well, we're glad to have you back, brother.
It's good to be back. And thanks everyone for the emails and the texts and for the gift baskets and everything
no,
else.
No, stuff
and,
coming physically into the
I
station
mean,
now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
It's been overwhelming.
Thanks, everybody.
It's
cards,
been a
everything.
Big, big, warm hug of love from the
yeah,
tribe.
It's nice.
And thank you all.
It's nice. Thank you.
Pat Oates was about to call out somebody on the air today during Loser of the Week.
Uh-oh.
Because somebody called and they said, AJ, sorry about your dad. Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I look over at Pat. I'm like, why isn't Pat saying anything on this? Because I know Pat.
I just, because it was, I know you guys are you're going through and things like that. And I didn't want to try to make a joke of it and go the wrong way, which usually yeah. I don't care. But that one was tough. But just the way, I know what he meant.
Right.
But to say been there, done that was just like the worst thing to say about someone's father.
Could have phrased
yeah. it differently. Yeah,
it was weird.
Like he had seven dads and like six of them were gone.
Yeah,
he's got one left.
And
he's
the one who
did it. It's like I got drunk on Jaeger. Been there, done that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I lost my cat. Been there, done that.
You ever yeah. wake up with a girl you didn't know? Been there, done that.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Actually,
she
ends
up being AJ's dad. Like, you don't want
that.
That
was her name. Been there. And I did that. Yeah.
Weird follow up to that.
What's that, Pam?
That was a weird follow up to that.
Right.
You wake up drunk next to a girl and end up being AJ's dad. Like, what?
I went for the quick punchline that usually in comedy no one else repeats it when it's bad. They just let it go.
Yeah,
thank
sorry.
You for picking up my bomb.
Well, you no, did that to me all morning.
No,
so.
We do that here. We pull it out and like, everyone, did you see the mistake?
We excel at it.
Yeah, we play with the bomb. That's the comedy yeah. here.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I heard Pam's puns all morning.
It's actually Chaz and AJ in the morning. We pull it out.
Pam?
After the show today, Pat and I were walking back into the building from the bathroom. Not like the bathrooms outside, but,
but
back
the
into the office.
Together?
Yes. Oh. Well, him and the men, me and the women.
Okay.
And he said to me that my puns were funny. Thank you
did,
very
did you
much.
Say that? I did say good. I didn't say funny. I said good.
Same
they were
thing.
Good.
Same
no,
thing.
Not, but yes. So
we told John not to encourage her.
Yeah.
I also told her commercials were good, though, too. So.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
so, all right. So
you
just lying.
Gotcha. So right. you're speaking right. in opposite.
Just get her number
Someone's
now.
That's what you get for pulling out my joke.
Someone's hitting on me, huh?
Must be.
Is that what's happening here?
I think so.
It must be.
Heather, if you
want to
talk
Heather?
About
Heather! Heather!
Hey! Happy holiday time.
Oh, that's a soundbite. Happy holiday time.
The stuttering happy holiday Heather wishes. Yes.
Yes.
Batman.
How you doing, everybody? How's it going?
We're doing great. We were just talking about you the other day. Jennifer loves you.
I love her. She is the best person I've ever met in my life.
Wow.
Don't get that much here.
Wait a second. Wow. Wait, I'm getting a feeling. Pam is going to have a hugely successful year next year.
Nah,
that was funny, wasn't it? Oh, she's a psychic.
Wasn't that funny?
Yeah, that's like
right.
That.
Heather is a little psychic.
That was a psycho.
What? Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
And how's she going to do with men, Heather?
Is she going to do? Well, she's going to do exactly what she wants to do. If she feels like getting it right, she will. And if she feels like whatever, it'll be whatever.
Just say,
right.
I don't know. It usually works for me.
Yeah. That means, no, nothing's happening.
No, that's a pretty good and accurate prediction. You if say she wants if it to be right, it'll
I would
be
just say,
right.
Well, she's consistent.
Yeah. Are you going to be able to make it to the toy drive?
Absolutely.
Oh,
you couldn't
nice.
Keep me away.
Oh, great.
All right, so
we're going to be doing an ugly sweater contest. There'll be two prizes. There'll be ugly sweater that should be burned, and then there'll be like ugly Christmas sweater that's actually kind of cool.
Right.
Like reindeers humping or whatever.
Right, Santa humping reindeer.
I was thinking of bringing my Tata sweater.
The Tata sweater.
Oh.
Do you think that would hurt her feelings?
I don't know about that one.
Your sweater has Tatas on it?
Where's this sweater?
It's the one with the super long arms.
Oh, that one.
That one's going to win.
Right. I pictured something totally different.
Yeah, you saw it, right?
Yeah, I did now, yeah.
Phil's aunt sewed him a sweater,
yeah.
But like the arms are 8 feet long.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like if he was a basketball player.
Yeah.
You know,
Stretch Armstrong.
But the torso is regular?
Mm-hmm. And she probably thought that was some kind of Dr. Seuss joke or something. I don't know.
Yeah, green eggs and ugly sweater.
Yeah.
And it's green.
It's true. So what is everybody doing today?
Today, AJ?
I may go to motor vehicle. It depends. I also have my plumber's coming over.
Oh. Can I have that car for a half hour?
Can you have my car for a half an hour?
Yeah, well,
let me see some ID. Let me see some ID. And your insurance card.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Mazel tov with that. That's good.
Oh, thank you.
Good luck with
De nada.
That.
You're welcome.
So
I know this guy Mazel this, but thank you.
Who's the pumpkin spice person at the station?
Megan. And Pam.
Oh,
or Megan is
no.
not a pumpkin spice
no.
person.
She made fun of it, but Pam enjoys it.
Yeah, the pumpkin sauce.
Oh, my God, Pam. I had that one time, and I felt like I had to, like, brush my teeth with, like, radioactive power. Because the flavor wouldn't come away from, like, it wouldn't, it, like, it was fused to my face forever.
It was fused to my face.
It was like cinnamon.
Yeah.
Gouged to your teeth.
Exactly.
Yeah, like just stuck.
Yeah, just
but
a
it's
wire
pumpkin
brush.
Flavor.
Yeah, that's why I like it, because then you always have that flavor forever.
If anyone's ever had the garlic fries at Yankee Stadium, that will not leave your mouth for like a solid 3 days. You
car.
Can eat onions raw, and that garlic is still going to be there.
Yes, I know. That is quite the nasty. I know.
Yeah, for the person in the back seat.
Quite the nasty.
Yeah. I don't know. That pumpkin spice, I know everybody in America likes it. I think it's just, like, I had one once. I'm like, this is delicious. I think I'll have another. And then, like, I had to lay on the couch for a day. My stomach was killing me.
She was knocked out by pumpkin spice. Her and pumpkin spice had a bout, and pumpkin spice won.
What a jack-o'-lantern.
That would not be a good name for a boxer, pumpkin spice.
No, it would not.
But a kickboxer with no shoes on and like a fake tan, that would be a good name for him.
Pumpkin spice, I get it.
You gave it some thought.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, thank you guys for letting me say hello this morning. I'll see you at the toy drive. If there's anything
you.
I could do to help, let me know.
Okay, we will. Thank you very much.
Sounds
Love
good.
Love you so much. Bye-bye.
Love you, Heather.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Oh, she's so great.
She's
Your parents
trip.
Are great. Your family's great.
She's a trip.
They are. I'm very lucky.
Yeah, no doubt about it. AJ, we didn't get into your plans. Motor vehicle, plumber.
Right.
That's today.
And then today and tomorrow night's comedy at the Colonial Tavern.
All right, good. First time back on stage since...
Since my dad passed away, yeah.
And,
Time was Thanksgiving Eve. So, my first time back up.
Good.
Yeah. That's right.
You'll kill it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to do a good job.
I'll just cry and make it awkward.
Either way, the crowd will be with you.
Exactly.
Either way.
Right.
Be like, Pat, have you ever had to go on stage after getting really bad news?
Yes. Actually, it was my first year of comedy. A friend of mine took his own life. And then I had to go to the funeral and then go to a show 2 hours later.
Oh, Lord.
And it was a really odd situation what happened because, you know, to get into details, but he shot himself in the head and then they had an open casket.
What?
Really? I've actually tried to make, well, they got a mannequin head of his real head, which is a real thing. This is real, and they did. I didn't know that was a thing, but so we were all just.
So they made it like a plastic cast
of his
head?
Because they wanted to have the face, I guess. So it was a face and the hair, and it was, everybody was walking to the coffin sad and walking back confused. It was a very odd room.
Yeah.
And then when I a buddy of mine and I were going to drive up to a show, so he met me there. We're driving up. I'm quiet for a little bit, and I told him this. And he said to me right before I went on stage, he goes, well, I'm happy because I didn't know Weekend at Bernie's was an option.
Oh, my God.
So I just laughed. I laughed at that.
Yeah,
it was fine on
do?
Stage because he kind of like made me laugh at the thing, but it was very odd. It was,
yeah. Holy crap.
Surreal.
I didn't even know plastic mannequin head was an option.
Right. But the fact that you can just do it.
Did it look like him? I mean, it never looks like them.
It didn't even look like them. No.
I mean, I've never seen him dead before, so I wasn't sure. But
yeah,
I mean, like
the copy, yeah.
It was real odd. So yeah, that one. I mean, in life.
But then you're on stage telling jokes,
right? But because you, I mean, AJ probably knows. Even with this show here, you guys know. Once you go into your routine, you almost something else takes over.
Yeah.
You can have problems in your life, but it makes you feel better. Like I was happy to hear you were back because you need to get back into the entertaining routine.
Yeah, thank you.
Because if not, you're sitting at home just messing with your own thoughts.
Yeah, so it's like, and it just runs rampant. It just drives you so crazy.
I think you said that on the air too. Yeah. That you just think too much.
I think way too much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, good. You'll have a good time.
Yeah, I think so. It's gonna be great.
Now, Phil, what's your plans for the weekend?
Tonight I'm going to see a movie and have a Mecca Noodle Bar. I don't know if you guys like that.
It's good. It's
amazing
good.
Amazing ramen noodles.
I've been there
noodles.
A million times.
Bless you, Megan.
Bless you.
Was it tight? That was you? Mecca Noodle Bar?
Yep. And then Sunday I got the thing with Sean Landetta.
That thing.
Going to be a little pub. Yeah.
Sean Landetta.
Oh, Sean.
Yes.
He's quiet. You got to break him out of his shell.
We're giving away professional football tickets. I can't say for which team. We're not allowed to say that. But we do have professional football tickets. And Sean Landetta did play for the Giants, so I'm going to ask him all about this Eli thing, because I bet he's going to be losing his mind about it.
Tremendous. If he sounds like he'd be good on the show Monday, boom.
I will let you know.
Pam, plans?
Yes, so today I have a remote at T-Mobile in Cheshire from 12 to 2, and then I am driving up to Vermont, and I'm going to go snowboarding.
Nice.
I'm very excited.
Very nice. Pat?
Tonight, just hanging out with my kids. Tomorrow night, I'm in Saratoga Springs, New York, doing a show at a winery there. And that's about Sunday, just relaxing.
Yeah. What a winery.
And you, Chaz?
I'm working on the country house today, tomorrow. I love it.
Yeah.
My dad.
The hillbilly home.
Is it still hillbilly home?
I don't know, because I'm meeting the neighbors and they're great. You know, and I don't want to, like, name where they live.
Right.
Hillbilly.
Hillbilly Hill, yeah.
So we're still working on a name. AJ called it Ponderosa. And
I get it.
Actually, the other house.
There's a pond.
But there's a pond.
Yeah, the Ponderosa.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
We're still working on a name for it, but I love that kind of work.
Yeah.
We don't work with our hands here.
No, we don't.
You know, we don't work, period.
Well, after work, I do.
Yeah.
Gotta bring it back to creep.
Jesus, that's 3 o'clock. No time.
Yeah. But I just love it. It's very therapeutic.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, there's a lot of professionals involved, so the work's going well. But, yeah, that's Friday, Saturday, then Sunday over at Sandy Hook.
There you go. Selling trees.
I, you know, those people there in Sandy Hook, great community, great firefighters, and we're selling Christmas trees, damn it.
Damn it.
Come and buy them, damn it.
Buy a damn tree.
Gosh darn it, damn it.
And there'll be Santa there and not a grumpy Santa.
No.
Yeah.
We got some tribe comments coming in.
Oh, let's hear them.
Mamsie's pissed that the webcams didn't work today and yesterday.
Right. We need a keyboard.
That's
and,
my fault. The keyboard's broken. We got to get it fixed.
Fault.
Well, I asked Dom. He came in and I was busy, so I asked him to come back, and then I forgot to tell him that I was done.
All right. Well,
so,
thank you, Mamsie, for noticing.
That's my fault. We'll try to get that fixed for you guys for next week. Someone agrees with my mother that pumpkin flavored anything does not belong on pasta. Sorry, Pam. And then Jeff the Chef, AJ, wants to drive your car.
Oh. Keep thinking.
I think next week's Week in Review live podcast should be me and you getting in your car and going around the parking lot.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, just don't smoke the tires because I don't want to be in it the first time, like in case it's too much power and you flip it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And then Mark says that the garlic fries at Yankee Stadium are amazing. They are. They just stay in your mouth for 3 days after you leave the stadium.
Right. Yeah.
Mm. Seven Rock meatballs are some of the best meatballs I've ever had. They're these giant meatballs filled with cheese and goodness.
That's right? Really mm-hmm. cute.
And the sauce, everything about it is amazing. But when you have one, couple days later, you're still.
It's like history.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It's like history. Pizza
I
stuff.
Had the meatballs.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. We got to show you what Megan's wearing because it's a tradition.
Tradition.
I don't want this to be a crime 20 years from now, though.
No.
Tradition.
No.
All right. We're just showing you, Megan.
Do we have your permission,
do you show
Meg?
What she's standing in?
Do we have your permission, Meg?
I was like, is that?
You got her permission.
Crime.
There you go. See, there she is. Yay.
Hey, everyone.
Hi.
She's so tall.
Oh, my God. I just looked on.
She just fell.
It's thundering in the studio.
She just fell from her perch.
She went right into her well.
Face first.
Toy drive coming together. It's 2 weeks from today. It's December 15th at Jordan's Furniture, and we hope you show up. We just talked to Mark Farner this week, and man, he is so enthusiastic.
Ready to rock. Mm-hmm.
He is a friggin' riot, and that psychic, crazy psychic lady
Teresa.
Who... I think Pam is going to like wrestle her down to the ground if we get another bad reading from Pam from her.
In gravy. All good moving forward.
In pumpkin gravy.
Yeah, and Pat Oates has some ideas as to how we might be able to raise some toys, and he's going to work on that for us.
It's not porn, is it?
Yeah, but...
Not anymore.
More information on the toy drive at ChazandAJInTheMorning.com. Thanks for watching. Appreciate you listening. Love you guys. We'll see you next week.
Hey.
I'm Chaz. That's AJ. Pam's over there. Phil's over there. Pat Oates right here.
Bye bye.
Megan's back there.
Bye, Megan.
Motherfucker!
We got our first motherfucker from Megan.
All right.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.